The Football Show. It's a philosophy on cliffcentral.com.
It's Wednesday and it's the football show, a show about football, a show about Anele Dlamini in the building.
You sing.
a show about trap music. Shout out to Duncan for that fire trap song. You got the keys though, Duncan! Duncan, you got the keys though!
The keys.
A show about Fio Mojo.
What's happening?
Yeah. Shout out to Grant, the ad man, for holding it down for the last hour. We up in here. It is I, the main man in the building, Comrade Question. How are you guys doing today? Shout out to Zimbabwe. Shutdown. This flag. Hashtag Zim Shutdown 2016. Hashtag this flag. So much is happening, man. And
shout out to the Zimbabweans out there fighting the good fight.
Definitely.
And yeah, I guess they can't send us WhatsApps because...
No, WhatsApp is apparently it's back up now. Yeah, okay. Apparently it's back
just
up now.
Just an intimidation tactic.
By the
government.
Yes. An intimidation tactic to reverse the hard-won gains of our sovereign independence. I don't know. Is that what you're going to say? Yeah. Anyway, we've got a great show for you guys today. We're talking Euro 2016. We're talking Barack Obama. We're talking Hillary Clinton. We're talking Zim 2016 shutdown. We're talking... What else are we talking about?
Euro 2016, man. Portugal-Wales.
Portugal-Wales. Okay.
Big game.
So let's before we get into that, we just want to... I think we need to have like serious ground rules, specifically with regard to what's happening in Zim. And well, as you know, Theo and I, we are Zimbabweans. Are you gonna say?
Yeah. That? Well. We are 100% committed and supporting the people of Zimbabwe as they look to grant their own nation a future that is not determined by their government, and that is something that they can give to their children. At the moment, people, they've shut down the entire country.
Yeah.
And shout out to them and the brave people who are standing up and carrying this flag. Hashtag this flag. Carry on and Aluta Continua.
Aluta Continua. And just for me, on my part, I think it's admirable. You know, for me, no matter what happens now, the important takeaway for me is that you get people finally having the ability, rather taking back their ability, to just voice their concerns as citizens in a so-called democracy. You say, but guys, this doesn't work for us. What you're doing doesn't work, without fear of reprisals, without fear of intimidation and getting beaten up. Especially where, you know, protests in Zimbabwe generally are not protected. You just get fucked up for doing...
You just get
beat up for nothing. And we saw the videos of the police
brutality. There's no rubber bullets, bro.
There's no rubber bullets. It's real bullets. It's real bullets, Baba. It's live ammunition. Duncan is laughing his ass off. But yeah, so shout out to this flag. Shout out to all the people who are staying at home. And we are with you in spirit. Would love to be there, but, you know, obviously economic exile.
Economic exile.
All right, let's get the show started. What? Top of the dome. Introducing the host with the most. Not really. It doesn't work that way. No, I'm actually not the host with the. I'm not even the real host. Nandi Shabalala is not here. But yeah, man, this guy. I don't know if there's a repository of slang more eloquent, more swaggerific, more match whistly, more gun battle allegro, more uproarific than this man who's in the building today. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Pretoria gunslinger, the man with 500,000 women and 200,000 different area codes, the god, Anele.
Woo! Yeah, welcome. Welcome, Anele.
Yo, man.
Thanks for having
me,
guys.
Welcome,
thanks for
man.
Having me. First time on the show.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, Elif knew where to go to find a real football guru.
Whatever.
Football guru.
Some say he has more cardigans than there are rivers in Africa.
That's about seven.
There are more than seven rivers in Africa.
Actually,
and that denial is not only a river in Egypt. But all we know is that he is the godfather of black excellence, the godfather of black privilege, the black Gareth Cliff of black privilege, the god, Theo Mojo! Theo!
We're here, we're back in here. We are. Theo, I don't even know how black Gareth Cliff of black privilege. That's above.
That's like. It's double entendre. It's like.
Good God.
Yeah, you've got everything.
That is insane.
You've got everything.
That is some Jay-Z lyric.
Look,
having stuff.
I've been a rapper in the game
long. Oh yes, I remember you had a little rap career.
I had Yellow Bones and Yellow Number Plates.
That's right.
Yellow Bones and Yellow Number Plates was like one of the most fire songs it wrote.
I think you need to tell people to YouTube it.
Look, Yellow Bones, Yellow Number Plates, YouTube that song, change your life.
Let's get it
video
going,
coming out soon.
Cost your whole life, fam. Major key unlocked. Major key.
Don't ever play yourself.
Anyway, you can call us on 0861555189 if you want to chat. Yes, chat. Or you can alternatively hit us up on WeChat using the Cliff Central ID, which is ideally Cliff Central. Or you can touch us on the Twitter, at Football Show CC, football with a PH for philosophy. There's so many alternatives. Or you can call us. You can follow us on Periscope, where we do the thing.
Where we Periscope. Live.
Live or whatever. So you can follow us on Periscope. That's a football show with a PH, football show. Right, let's get into the... Because we weren't here last week. Let's just slow it down. Direct Jesus' grandmother passed away and we weren't able to do the show for the people who were trying to listen to the show last week. We do apologize, but, it was in solidarity and in honor of our friend's grandmother, so we didn't have the show. But we're very happy to be back. And wherever you are, Direct Jesus, just know that our thoughts and prayers are with you. And
condolences
to you, Mr. Jesus.
Mr. Jesus. Yeah. Right.
Euro 2016.
Thank you.
Oh.
Let's start with the quarterfinals.
I want to go back
to
Simone Zaza.
What the hell was that?
Right, let's start with Poland versus Portugal. Poland versus Portugal, 1-1 and 5-3 on penalties. Portugal have won no games at Euro 2016.
Nothing.
90 minutes.
Nothing. I mean, are we seeing a team that's going to go win Euro 2016? Is it sort of destined for them to go and win?
Nah,
it's not a chance now.
Nah,
after that, Albania game. Albania, who did they play with? The 3-3 draw.
Hungary game.
And you saw the Ronaldo, we all know, carrying Portugal on his shoulders.
Then
they come into the semi-final and Poland were playing. They played a decent game. And in 90 minutes, they didn't score a goal. And once again, it was Cristiano motivating Moutinho.
Did you see the Cristiano video where he was telling Moutinho?
He's like, it's up to God now.
It's up to God now.
Take them on. You're good. You take them well. Go.
Take them.
Passing on the buck. You go. If you miss it, don't worry. But Portugal, I don't know if this team, it's an old team, right? You look at Quaresma, I think he's 33.
Yeah.
Playing at Besiktas now, trying to resuscitate his career. He's got a teardrop on his face as well.
We've got a message from Sonia. We love you, Sonia, and thank you for the DMs. Yo, it goes down in Sonia's DMs, fam.
It goes down.
Fire mixtape intro song, #free free bands, Rock Nation, and we the best music. We got the keys. Duncan, that's for you from Sonia. That's to Duncan. Theo, sorry about that. Yeah.
No, but what do you guys think? I mean, look at the 33 years old Ronaldo, 33 as well.
31. Ronaldo, 31.
Rumors actually of Renato Sanchez.
Yes, I saw that.
Age, yeah.
African age, even if he is in Portugal. African age.
Where's he from? Cape Verde.
I think so.
Yeah, but the guy looks like he's been shaving for a while. But
shaving bumps. We've been talking about those shaving bumps.
Razor bumps.
Yeah,
he's got those razor bumps.
He's got that 27-year-old razor bump.
Yeah. But you can see the way he plays that he's still young.
Yeah.
The way he plays, the way he interprets the game, you can see that he's still young.
Yeah.
But hey, you never know with these things. Joseph Yobo retired at 30.
Yeah, at 30.
I don't understand.
# Joseph Yobo. African age.
I don't know. But yeah.
He ages like fine Nigerian wine.
Yeah.
Look. Newton Katana, Zimbabwean player. I think he went to Belgium in like the late 90s.
Yeah.
Was it Newton Katana? Whatever his name was. He was 29, but he was pretending to be 20, and then he broke his leg. I think in the first 2 weeks of him arriving there, he broke his leg, and it took him months to heal. And they're like, "But guy, with your age,
should be healing with this bone density.
Yeah. What's happening here?" And he got caught out. I don't think Renato Sanchez is overage. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Daily Mail, fucking who's
that?
Trash
there's that French coach who said so. What's his name?
Is he a coach?
It's a French coach guy. Let me
There must have been at Benfica or something. But I mean, even though, I mean, he played, I mean, great goal against Poland. He's quality. And I suppose his transfer fee could go up to £60 million.
Add-ons,
18 years old with add-ons, yeah. And addition, whatever happens.
Performance based. Yeah.
And I just hope he does well. He looks like a good. And suppose the LVG didn't sanction his purchase.
Yeah, yeah.
His last fuck you to the United board and fans and everyone who loves football in general. And
well, we don't need to worry about that no more. Cause Jose Mourinho. Oh,
let's
stop
them. Mourinho. Anyway, going on the this Arthur Sanchez story. Former Auxerre coach Guy Roux says these days a well-known media pundit in France said the player is at least 5 years older than he claims. He says he's 18, but I think you should look at the past, says Roux, who claims to be familiar with the case. His date of birth was declared years after, as it was never originally indicated to the registry, because apparently his parents split up and yada yada. But I don't know.
Yeah, that just don't buy it.
That
too
sounds
many...
to me like he's just reaching.
Yeah,
he's just a bitter white man who doesn't want to see a little kid from Africa flourishing.
Black kid prosper.
He's flourishing.
Where was he born, Sanchez?
I think he's from Cape Verde. As
Cabo Verde.
Yeah, if not from Mozambique.
If not from Mozambique. Or Angola.
Angola.
Yeah.
But definitely one for the now, actually.
Yeah.
And what did you guys think of Lewandowski? I mean, is he the best striker in the world at the moment?
Team. He's on my fantasy team right now.
He's quality.
It's just that he's taken a while to get that first goal.
Yeah.
But yes,
well, he's out now.
The guy's quality.
You know, but the movement the guy has. Yeah. He's not the quickest.
Yeah.
But his movement is next to none. Like, he's phenomenal.
He'll be a £100 million buy. Be the first £100 million
buy. Is he going to go to Real Madrid or not?
I think it's inevitable, right? It's a Bayern need to make sure they get enough money for him to go and replace him with some other quality. I think Alvaro Morata might come in.
Mm-hmm.
But for £100 million, he'll go to Real Madrid. And they need to buy Galactico. I mean, there's not that many out there left that they don't have.
Paul Pogba?
Besides Pogba, yeah, I guess.
But there's talk of a United £59 million bid for Paul Pogba. I don't know how true that is. Anyway, I want to talk more about Portugal and Cristiano Ronaldo and how it's really not working for Portugal, but somehow they still manage to get the results and they still find a way. What is it? Is it Portuguese doping? Which direct Jesus was
here
to talk
right?
about
you know,
some doping?
I actually think prior to, or quite contrary to what people are saying with Ronaldo being the guy that is carrying them.
Yeah.
I think Pepe.
Pepe has had a great tournament.
I think Pepe has carried that team. I think him, Jose Font, Ricardo Carvalho. Good players, you know.
Yo, this guy rolls his R's, eh? You think he's from Portugal.
No.
You have to. You have to pronounce it properly.
Can they say Ngobizit?
Ngobizit.
Yeah. Ondabizit.
And carrying on what you're saying, with the centre-backs, I think pulling Jose Fuente instead of Bruno Alves is a great move.
I just feel Bruno Alves is trash.
He's
I think
complete
he's trash.
I think complete trash, and utter trash. And Varinha as well, who was playing on the right back, is he's like a proper fullback.
Yeah, good player.
Great
and
crosses
and,
in.
Ida was the guy on the left.
I'm not sure who. He's the right back. Varinha is quality Wolfsburg guy.
Yeah,
used to be a right mid actually. That's why going forward is
he's. And Andre Gomes, I mean, Valencia midfielder, played well.
He's supposed to come to United, apparently.
Yeah, he's like the next Mourinho, but supposedly Chelsea are looking at him. Conte for his 3-5-2 at Chelsea.
Yeah.
But I just don't see Portugal going past this Welsh team. They look...
Don't. Isn't this... That's
Wales
today,
look...
That's today.
Yeah, that's today. That's tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wales look like they are onto something big. This is bigger than them. This is something. It's like this Icelandic run to the quarterfinals.
But do you think it's the same without Aaron Ramsey though? Because
all the attention has been on Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
But Aaron Ramsey has actually done
even Joe Allen.
Joe Allen. Even that guy with the broken leg.
I couldn't
what's his
believe
name?
It. Joe Ledley.
Perlo. Yes. The Welsh Perlo.
The Welsh Iniesta. The Welsh Perlo. He's got everything.
Joe Allen.
Yeah. I mean, you have Wayne Hennessy in goal.
What is that?
And this guy.
Sinquas.
Yeah.
They have Sinquas.
Completely.
Complete Sinquas. The whole team.
Guys, you go in there, but they play as a unit. Robson Kanu went and took.
Steve Bruce wants to sign him for Hull now.
Dude, he's a free agent. I don't know if you saw Robbie Savage was drunk on like a morning show on the Saturday. He's like, Messi does that. We're talking about it for 3 weeks. Robson Kanu is a free agent. He does that. He turns three defenders, one for in for a pie, one for in a coffee, one went for a drink, and he goes
one
and scores
for
that.
A drink. And they're doing it. You must also remember, guys, they're doing it for Gary Speed.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're doing it for Gary Speed. And you know, the momentum that they have right
so
now.
So essentially, Idlozi lika Gary Speed.
Exactly.
Is with them.
They've got Idlozi.
They've got Idlozi behind them. It's inside.
It's using.
It's using. The Idlozi of Gary Speed is using these guys. Anyway, let's
do you
move
think
on.
So what do you guys think the score is?
Today for
is it extra time penalties?
I don't
90
think
90 minutes.
I think Wales. I said 2-1 to Wales.
Yeah, 2-1
to 2-1 to Wales.
I would say, yeah, 2-1 to Wales. Gareth Bale get on the score sheet. Maybe Joe Allen.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the next game. Belgium 1, Wales 3. Did you see that?
Mark Wilmots needs to be fucking banned. They need to revoke his citizenship from Belgium.
With the talent
bro.
That guy has, there is no excuse.
It's absolutely, it's no disgusting. Excuse. I saw even like supposedly company he tries to keep this figure like you know he's everything's cool but in the background supposedly there's a massive revolt
really
in the changing room and there's been problems and this is where it came to a head where why would you a team like that of that quality a golden era of Belgian quality players has come through and he has messed it up once again.
Where is he coming from? Where does this Walmart guy come from? Where did he coach?
Isn't this his second stint?
As Belgium coach, yeah.
I'm not too sure, but he's trash. He was fired before. That's when Hazard walked off and went to buy a burger at 6:30 in an international friendly when he was still at Lille. And
to buy a burger.
Walmart's is... I mean, you go in there. I don't understand how on earth with a team with your forwards like Lukaku, Benteke, Origi, Hazard, Batshuayi. De Bruyne, Batshuayi. Alderweireld at the back, unfortunately, got injured.
Yeah.
But how on earth, Vertonghen?
Denier.
I'm sorry, but Lukaku's brother was
trash.
He's
trash.
Jordan Lukaku, I think his name is.
He's riding on the coattails.
He's like a right back. Eh?
Yeah. And so I saw this meme. Someone's like, when your mum tells you to take your brother to the game, you really don't want to.
Yeah.
But where to now for Belgium?
Well, first and foremost, they must lose that number one ranking.
Yeah.
Or are they number two now? That has to go. Funny enough, I was reading an article about how the weighting of FIFA rankings the and the matches and the points.
Yeah.
It's a fucking conspiracy.
Yeah, it's friendly.
So
right?
Friendly
games is also there. It's a formula.
It's a formula. So, for example, the guy was saying, in Africa, especially if you look at the World Cup qualifiers and the spots that we have for the World Cup, I think Africa has got like 5 or something.
Yeah.
And European nations,
trash,
which is trash. Using.
That's the one thing we can thank Sepp Blatter for.
Yeah, Sepp Blatter, thank you for giving us 5 countries. And then Europe has what 16 or however many nations that they have going to the World Cup, and South America has, you know. Slovakia can go to the World Cup. For fuck's sake.
Albania.
Teams that are using. But the weight given to European matches is much higher.
No.
I'm telling you. I shared this thing. Yeah.
I didn't read it.
The weight given to European matches
is
much higher.
On what basis?
Some coefficients that they use. So even if you're an African nation, if Cameroon today goes and beats like 12 African teams.
10-0.
And 10-0. They will never... be above a certain threshold of European teams.
Christ.
They'll have to win maybe let's say 30 more games than European team or whatever in order to get into
basically
that kind
go
of
30 games unbeaten.
Yes. That's the real FIFA scandal and that people are not talking about. That was actually the headline of the thing. I'll share.
This is why we needed comrade Tokyo Sekhwale.
we needed a comrade to come through.
We needed a leader.
And bust shit up and fucking in Zurich, man.
That's right.
Yeah, so Wales get the 3 goals. Robson Kanu and who else? Who else scored?
That short guy with the he's got no hair, blonde, tiny. He's like looks like Frodo Baggins. If Frodo Baggins was a football player. But I think Wales, look, besides that, they played well, very well composed. And I think they're just floating on this air of like invincibility. They can do it.
It's a well balanced team. That's what I like about Wales.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have 11 star heads. It's just a well-balanced team where they have crucial positions, crucial players.
Yeah.
And that's what I think matters in terms of winning tournaments, winning competitions.
Yeah, well,
the way they're structured, I think, they're like that. It's like basically like a 4-4-2 with Bale and Kanu sort of
just swapping around.
And when they lose the ball, they come back, defend. Yeah. Completely that Leicester City 4-5-1 and then counter-attack on, you know, hit them on the break.
But I think what's been notable about this Euros, though, is that there's been no spectacular team, to be honest.
Yeah,
no
you're one, actually right.
Bar the 5-1, was it 5-2, the France game?
Yeah.
There has been no standout game where you can be like, yo, guys, that game, though, you know? And I think we've seen more an emphasis on tactics, especially very with the true. Teams that have done well, like Conte's Italy. Conte's Italy. Chris Coleman's Welsh team. So I think there's really more an emphasis on team play as opposed to individuals trying to play together. The teams that have done horribly when it mattered, England, Belgium, they tried to play like individuals and they got punished and they suffered for that.
But Belgium weren't doing badly. They weren't really doing badly. I thought they were doing quite well. I thought that they were also quite well balanced. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
Also a mentality thing. You know, you come to this thing and you've got the whole country sitting there. I think they said 100,000 Belgians came to watch that game or they flooded the streets of Lyon or whatever. Mm. But and you don't have maybe the mentality wasn't there, and that's where you need a manager who's quality. He's going to go out there, he's going to instill the mentality and say, listen guys, we've got nothing to lose, go out there and win it. But anyways,
Moving on to the next game, Germany 1, Italy 1. But this game though,
oh my god,
1-1 after full time, after 90 minutes, then we go to penalties. But let's talk about the 90 minutes first. Jeez. A war of attrition, eh?
It was
it wasn't a spectacle as a game. It's tactical mindset.
I think if Germany went out and attacked Italy, I think they were just too defensive. Like the way they were put, they came out and they were striking, it was just too defensively minded. I mean, Florenzi was brilliant. I think Florenzi as a wing back was amazing. And there's a goal line clearance. Germany hit the bar.
Sorry, I just have to hold you there, Theo Mojo. We've got Sonia on the line. Sonia, hi.
Hi, common question and
what it do,
Theo and Anneli.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? I just want to talk about the fact that the French squad is made up of over 90% of other players, not originally French descent.
Black.
Can you believe that?
Yes. Yes. It's always been like that in France, though. Yeah. Even if you look at France 98, 2002. Yeah,
A lot of players from Africa.
David
Trent. Colonialism all over again.
Patrick Vieira is from Senegal.
All over again.
Benzema's from Algeria.
Who's colonizing who?
Well, that's true.
I mean, it's the key question. It's great for the game, though. I think it's brilliant. You open your borders. This is what happens. You get a bunch of team that plays well.
Hello, England. Brexit.
Yeah.
Hello.
But African players have always just been better athletically. So it doesn't...
No. I don't subscribe to that racist slave trade rubbish about how African
athletically.
No. Look, we've had this.
It's how they say Yaya Toure is athletic and he just busts into midfield and just.
But it's true, guys.
No, but technically.
Technically, yes.
Let's hear Sonia.
Okay, Sonia.
No, about the physicality of black players. They are physical. You can't ignore that.
Yes. We're not going to ignore that. We're not going to ignore that. But we're saying they are Paul Pogba, for example. And I was listening to that. Oh, can we call Sonia back? Okay, please call Sonia back so we can have her back on the line. But we have players like Paul Pogba, who is
technically
one of the best midfielders out right now.
I don't disagree.
Left foot, right foot, headers.
I don't disagree.
Whatever. But look, what I'm saying is you can't. For me, that speaks to racist undertones that we need to get rid of. We constantly refer to black players as athletic, whatever. And I'll give you examples
scrappers
that I've always given. Yeah? Always given.
Yeah.
We spoke about Yaya Toure, who is an amazing attacking midfielder at Monaco and at Olympiacos. He gets to Barcelona, defensive midfielder, come center back.
Done.
John Obi Mikel was an attacking midfielder when he was coming from Holland. Amazing attacking midfielder. He gets to the Premiership, gets shoehorned as a defensive midfielder. Eric Jemba.
Oh, don't.
Eric Jemba. An amazing attacking midfielder. I mean, the physicality and physique of African players, which speaks to a mindset of colonialism and slavery, that just basically says that black people are good for the hard labor.
No,
That doesn't require you to have any semblance of technique, but just be a guy who can do shit.
This is what I'm saying. Not once did I disagree with the fact that we have great technical players in Africa.
Yeah.
What I was saying is we've always had great athletes, which is true. Because, yes, Pogba's greatest traits are his technical traits.
Yeah.
But you cannot ignore the fact that he's probably
he's more physical
than Iniesta. Yeah, he's faster than Iniesta. Yeah. He's got a more powerful shot than Iniesta. Yes, these things
but
are
he is
physical.
Not lauded for his technique. Yeah. He's not lauded for that. I prefer
to say that Paul Pogba is one of the best technical midfielders in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
However, he is also one of the greatest athletes
which is also racist. He's a beast. He's beasting.
He's beasting.
Yeah, come
and
on.
And it's this whole narrative of how even Harry Redknapp, all these old school managers, McLaren and bloody, you go back to, you know, Clough and whatnot. Yeah. This whole thing of black or African players lack a cognitive ability to
Duncan
see the game. To see the game and to sort of make, be able to make killer passes in midfield.
Yeah.
And all they're able to do is sort of smash through, Hulk smash through midfield.
Hence, a lot of them aren't even played in midfield. A lot of African players
either at the back or center
or forward. Yeah, because they're just expected to do
exactly it.
What to an run. Athlete can do.
Yeah, run.
Yeah.
And you put players out there, the guy doesn't perform. He and now the players, fans are on his back. And then he gets shipped off to another back end of nowhere in Russia to get racially abused.
Look at a guy like Jerome Boateng. He could play in midfield. God. He's technically
that
sound.
Is a case study in that, actually.
Yeah but you know that guy's German, guys.
He
I don't think he's actually.
Look, he
he's
could
Ghanaian.
Play midfield. That
he
guy,
play for Ghana.
Look at how he's playing now. I don't think, besides him and Sergio Ramos and maybe Diego Godin, three of the best centre backs on the planet.
Yeah.
And
but you know,
John Stones doesn't do half the shit
also,
fucking Boateng does.
Jimmy James Matola of Dynamos FC in 1998, Zimbare in Zimbabwe. Jimmy James Matola, they just call him Van Damme. Because that guy just used to plow anything.
Guys, like but do we, can we honestly say Jerome Boateng is African?
No, yeah,
he was born in Ghana.
He was, but you know, me, I
born in Ghana.
Personally, I like to look at players where their development is from. If you were developed in Africa and you learnt your trade in Africa and you are that good, then, but you know, the guy went to academies with the Mario Götzes, these guys. So obviously, technically, he's going to, or tactically, he's going to have that type of football that maybe Aaron Mokoena went when he was young as well. Maybe Siyabonga Sangweni wouldn't have, because Siyabonga Sangweni learned his football at AmaZulu or Golden Arrows. You know what I'm saying?
I guess it's also look at French players. Like, look at the Clairefontaine graduates that have come out of there. Ben Arfa now, who's just signed for PSG.
You honestly think Pogba would be that good?
He signed for PSG on a free.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, like Clairefontaine, a lot of Algerian players are from there. And even look at not N'Golo Kante's, but Mahrez, guys like that who've come in. And French football has done a lot for African football.
Anyway, let's leave that. Yeah, we digressed. Sorry, penalties, the worst penalty shootout I have seen at any major tournament in my entire
That's
life.
A disgrace.
The worst. Oh shit! Oscar got 6 years, by the way.
Yeah.
Joke.
Dog. Judge Masipa.
No, don't say anything controversial.
I won't say it. Keep it on the low.
Judge Masimba.
Yo, no, that was...
Sorry, was that horrible?
Culpable homicide, he got 5 years. Murder, he got six. Okay, so now we get it. All right, cool. Let's leave it there.
So done. Basically, if I go and murder someone after this show...
Well, you've got legs.
Ah.
And you're black.
You're darker.
So that's automatic 10
years. You might be the god
years.
Of black privilege, but you can't get away with that, fam. Can't get away with that.
As O.J. Simpson says...
I'm not black, I'm OJ. I'm not black, dog. I'm OJ. Anyway, let's go to, So, 6-5. Mesut Ozil scores. And, during normal time. But that penalty, he missed. What things would you allow Mesut Ozil to do other than take penalties? Bring you water? Assist your grandmother to cross the road? Assist you in a game? Read? But not take penalties?
He's the last person that should be taking
penalties.
He's
the last guy.
Languid, run-up, sort of...
Predictable, the way he runs, you could just see, I don't know, but
Bonucci was our surprise.
Bonucci,
hey,
my man. No, I'm not surprised. You know
Zaza.
What? Bonucci.
Zaza guys, was. I think there's.
Bonucci.
Zaza is brought on in the 89th minute or whatever it was, the 118th minute to take a penalty. Ostensibly, the coach is saying, "You are our main man. You are the go-to guy. You are the specialist. If we're looking for an assassin." I'm going to Israel. I'm going to go to Mossad and say, give me your best guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy.
Go to Nikuv.
Go to Nikuv. I want you to rig elections. I go to Nikuv. I say, Nikuv, come do this thing for us. And then the opposition wins. No, man.
Poorest penalty.
Father God.
I think Pele was the funniest. When he goes up to Buffon and he's like, I'm going to chip you. He goes in there and he fucking shanks this thing. God
Use
knows
the
where.
Blunt instrument.
After all the fucking shit talking, he goes and does that.
Yeah, nah.
Embarrassment.
Zaza.
Simone Zaza.
He's like a meme now.
He's a meme. Yeah, easily. He's a meme now.
He's like Simone those show horses at the Olympics.
Yeah, you see?
And then finally, France, Iceland. Anyway, Germany go through and they're going to meet France tomorrow.
Massive game.
France, Iceland. I think Iceland didn't play to their strengths.
Yeah.
They held a high line, which they hadn't done
which
the whole
is, tournament. You were wondering, unusual. What are you doing?
Yeah. No, guys, but you also believe your hype. If you plow two chicks, right? Like, you plow them properly. And you were previously unknown in the circles of plowing.
And you're like, new to the plow game.
And then, you're new to the plow game. You plow these babes.
Now all of them, Mamelodi Sundowns.
Now all of them, they're like, yo, guys, that guy can plow. He's fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He can plow. And you were using a certain technique.
And then now you
obviously now start
trying to put your back into it.
No, you don't put your back into it anymore.
Now you've read some GQ articles.
The streets know what I'm about, fam. Come here, let me give you this fourth letter.
Yeah.
That's what you're all about, right? And I think that's exactly what happened to Iceland.
And they just got gunners.
I think they panicked. You know what?
Yeah.
The thing is that it's new territory for them.
Yeah.
And they're like, shit, gents. We just get through this. We're gone.
We are gone.
And you know what? You can say all you want, but you know, I think they showed a lot of human elements in that, because a lot of times humans, when they're in situations like that, they don't go back to their foundations. They don't go back to what
basics
got them there.
Got the basics.
The basics.
You just want to show that you're better.
Basics.
Sorry, basics. Sorry. We had to go into that.
Basics. The basics. Anyway, so look, as I was saying, I think this tournament has been defined by team ethics, you know, and team tactics. We actually thought we'd come up, you know, we'd come to a where teams would cancel out each other, you know.
France,
for all the individual talent they have, play like a team, you know. And
they do.
And Giroud,
for the first time, I think in a major tournament, they're actually playing like a team.
Yeah. And then Iceland as well, regimented, well drilled. The Atletico Madrid.
Gunnison. Euros. That guy is
that number eight.
Jesus.
Gunnison
with the fucking beard. The Vikings.
The Vikings, man.
That's a true leader.
Oh,
like,
guy.
When I think about a captain, I think about that.
When you say my leader, you're thinking about that guy.
Dog.
Yeah.
With the beard.
When you say leadership, you're thinking about that guy.
Gunnison, man.
Yeah.
But you have to give it to them. You know what? They played well. They're the tournament favorite. They've won the hearts of millions. Yeah. And they're from a nation of 300,000. How's Viking clap? Oh my god. I'd be intimidated just walking out to the tunnel to that thing, man.
And I heard the president, or what is it, was with the fans.
No way. Are you serious?
I heard he was like, he's like, dog, I'm going down. I'm going to be with the supporters in the grandstand. So when I see that clap, I'm going in.
Do you think any African presidents would go into the stands with the fans?
Come on, it's just basics. It's just basics, Theo. So France 5, Iceland 2. Olivier Giroud comes to the party, Papa.
Hey, I love the guy.
He's doing well.
He's not only the most attractive footballer of all time.
Every guy would take your wife now.
He will take your wife now. He's got great hair. He's 6'3".
No
he's
gel.
He's tall. No gel.
But
he's got
cheated
a six
on
pack.
His wife as well.
Cheated on his wife. They all do.
I don't.
If you had that kind of money and those looks, you'd cheat on your wife too. And he scores 2 goals.
He's good. You know he's been
he's
playing well, guys.
A great tournament.
He's been brilliant.
Do Arsenal fans not appreciate Olivier
Giroud?
I love him.
I love Giroud.
Fucking hell.
You know what? I believe Giroud. The only problem I think with Giroud is that when you need him, he doesn't pitch for you.
Yeah.
He'll score a hat trick when you guys are already leading like 2-0.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, but when you need him to get that one, to nick that one goal when you're like in the 90th and you're like down by a goal and you need to draw this game to win the championship,
he'll shank it.
I don't think that you can really rely on him.
Even in the semi-final against Ireland, I think that goal, that assist for Griezmann.
Yeah.
That's what Giroud's best assets, right?
He's
lays the ball off for the number for the 10. Yes. He goes in there and he wins. It is brilliant. It is completely what you wanted the guy to do. Get the ball, knock it down for the strike for the strike partner and bang it. But I think France is going to take this one. Home advantage. I think they're just going to have that much bit of brilliance. N'Golo Kante's back.
We've got a message from Yao Koduo Agiekum. What up, dog? Always listening to the show. We appreciate you. Says, didn't the French have 6 black players in their starting lineup in the last match? I think they did.
Yeah.
6 Africans.
Yeah.
And Sonia says, guys, if Portugal win, and emphasis on if, would Ronaldo win the Ballon d'Or? Obviously, he would win the Ballon d'Or in January.
If they do win the Euros,
if they do win the
if
Euros.
If Gareth Bale wins the Euros, he's winning the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. You're right.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Because I feel, you know what, if you think FIFA's corrupt, those Ballon d'Or awards.
And it's
football
writers and captains,
and
managers.
Yeah.
So, in that sense,
Neuer ought to have won at least one Ballon d'Or already.
But in this age of galactic
Cristiano and Messi,
Messi just, it's tough. It's very tough.
How did Cannavaro win it? You know.
No, but he had a great tournament. Yeah.
And then he just flopped at Real Madrid.
I mean, Noya just won the World Cup. You know.
Yeah.
Champions League.
Okay, so
quality player.
Let's go to Germany, France. Who's going to take it?
France. They're going to nick it.
You believe so?
It's going to be a French.
France. Home advantage.
French Revolution.
Yeah.
They're going to go in there and they're going to.
King Louis
do it.
Is going
to
be back.
I just want Pogba to dab. 90th minute winner.
Dab.
30 million
dab. Look at my
people dab. Around the world. And he goes there and dabs in front of Angela Merkel's face.
Yeah, that's right.
Just to
but
say,
like the proper dab, like yeah, one proper. From the like from the ground,
like the way it's like it's,
the Migos dab.
It's so slow, it's like slow motion. Yeah. Then you just bam,
that Migos dab, not the MT dab, Migos the Migos dab,
yeah. The Migos dab,
not that MT dab.
Okay, and who's gonna win? Who's the other? Portugal and Wales? We said Wales.
Yeah, well,
so we're looking
Wales.
At a Welsh France final. That'd be something.
That'd be something.
All right,
Chris Coleman from Fulham to a European championship final. That is
he living on the coattails of what Gary Speed did at
I don't think so. I think both of them brought something different to that team.
Yeah.
I think they wouldn't have qualified without Gary. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think Coleman, he's brought a lot of that team spirit within the camp.
Yeah.
And also I think it's the era of the a bunch of Welsh players who've actually come to the fore. Joe Ledley, yeah. Wayne Hennessy.
Because they're all a bunch of sinkers.
Yeah, they're
club,
not they're
club,
actually
club
not
football.
Great. Ramsey and Bale.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, guys who Robson Kahn who hasn't even got a
Cinqua.
Club. Cinqua, exactly. So Cinqua. But let's
spirit.
See it. I think we're gonna see a French and Welsh finals. Let's see what do people think out there. I think it's if the Germans make it,
it's inevitable. Yeah, it's like an inevitable type of situation.
But who do you start up front for Germany? Do you start Gomez?
I'll start Mario Gomez. Yeah.
Or do you play
the
false nine?
Nah, this false nine doesn't work for them.
Yeah, I think they've played well with the.
Because
Götze is off form. Eh? He's way way off. Anyway, let's move on to our second segment: the news and some transfers. I found this very, very, very funny. You know how we're always talking about tax evasion and doping here, you know?
Yeah.
Spanish teams.
Spanish teams and tax. By the way, we support doping in football. Everyone must do it. Have a doping Starbucks, HGH cappuccino.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it should be standard.
The EPO milkshake. Doping should be standard because everyone does it. Anyway, Real Madrid and Barcelona are among the La Liga clubs ordered by the EU to repay the state aid that they got. Apparently, Real Madrid and Barcelona... And five other La Liga clubs, I think that includes Valencia as well, have been ordered to repay state tax credits given to them by Spain that date back 20 years, Baba.
20 years?
Yes. Real Madrid were also told to pay regarding the settlement of a transfer of land from City of Madrid. So they got tax credits on the land that they got to
build a stadium.
I think it's like 18.4 million euros. Jeez. And the three other clubs are Valencia, Hercules and Elche. Is Trezeguet still at Hercules?
Or is he still playing? I thought he retired.
Yeah, I thought he retired as
He's at Hercules and then he sort of called it a day.
Yo, but his babe was fire. Yo, yeah.
Even Christian Carambeu, remember that guy?
Carambeu, yeah.
He was one of the first guys. You know, Real Madrid brought the most fire babe I've ever seen in my life. I was just like, I want to be this guy when I grow up without the dreadlocks.
Anyway, more in some international news.
Henrik Mkhitaryan, man.
Yeah.
Mkhitaryan.
This is how you pronounce it, guys. Henrik Mkhitaryan. That's how you pronounce that name.
Mkhitaryan.
His name sounds like a Soweto train, like a Soweto locomotive. Like
Soweto
the model of a locomotive from Soweto that, you know, like those Shosholoza trains. Mkhitaryan. No, Mkhitaryan. So, but anyway.
Third big signing.
Third big signing for United.
It's been Zlatan, Bailey, and Mkhitaryan, who's still feeding.
I believe the signing is bigger than Zlatan's signing.
You think so?
Well, definitely. Definitely bigger than Zlatan, yeah.
And the big four. Jose said there's four.
There's one more
big one. And
Paddy
Creran yesterday said we were looking for a French player. And he didn't say French, but he said one of the best midfielders in the world. And he basically dropped the hint. He said Paul Pogba.
He was like the guy. He's been a United player before. This is what he said.
And he
I mean, come on.
I was
really?
Like, this guy. First, he's senile. I think he's just this guy needs to go away from the club. Right? He just drops bombs every time. He even said the time before Van Gaal got fired, he was busy dropping. I was like, Paddy, please.
Shut
You're
up.
78, bro.
Sit down. shut up.
Yeah, but it's going to be a. Let's hope for £85 million. I don't know if Pogba's worth it. What do you guys think? I don't know.
After releasing for $300,000 in compensation.
Yeah. Anyway, Man City new boy Ilke Gundogan reveals that. He was close to joining United last year.
They all say that.
Ikunduani. I remember Derek Jesus, I was telling Derek Jesus that he might as well be called Gundogan.
Ikunduani. The rat.
The rat. And then next England manager candidate, Jurgen Klopp, reveals he still loves English football and would happily return.
Arsene Wenger's going for the England job.
Sorry, Mr. Man City. Duncan is super Man City. Remember, Duncan thought Man City were going to win the league and the Champions League. They have also signed Nolito for £13.8 million, I think.
Yeah, good player. Signed Nolito. They signed Gundogan. It looks like Johnny Stones may be on the way there.
And
for
actually,
$40 million.
Pep says he's going to hug his players and also kick their asses.
And he had a meeting with Noel Gallagher. Why is his first interview with a fucking guitarist from Oasis?
A racist guitarist from Oasis who doesn't think that Jay-Z has got any place being a Glastonbury.
Typical City, man.
It's so unnecessary.
And Arsenal with Lacazette?
One more thing. Sorry, we forgot to talk about City. Mikel Arteta.
Oh yeah, he's joining
the backroom staff.
Coaching.
And he's retired from football in general.
He's retired from football in general and joined.
How
the
old is that guy, man? He's like
34.
He's still got a few years.
No, but his legs had gone.
He's a sink one.
His hamstrings had gone hard.
2 years.
He was using.
He's done.
But I mean, they were together with Pep at La Masia as little kids, graduates, whatever they were called.
Yeah.
But I don't know when, because Pep is 45 and Arteta is 34. But let's say.
They were together somewhere. But maybe when we're under 18, under 14.
Yeah, maybe under 18, under 14. Yeah. Or when Pep was in the first team and, Mikel Arteta. So a chance to reunite with his old chum, his old pal, was irresistible.
It's a good move for him. I think it's a good move.
He's been under Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
And David Moyes.
Yeah.
And I don't know who he was under at Celtic and at PSG. But he's been under Arsene Wenger. And an education that is also tainted and sprinkled with the brilliant genius of Pep Guardiola.
Management is very, very different to being coached as a player. Because you get to interact with the coach, go to his office, and you're tactically there instead of getting given the tactical message before the game or at halftime.
No, but I think there's been a general acceptance in the game that Mikel Arteta is respected and revered by players alike as one person who will probably do well in management.
Yeah.
What about Vieira?
Unlike Ryan Giggs, who as Derek Jesus put it yesterday, your age mates were busy doing, you were for coaching lessons A and you were busy seducing your brother's wife. And now you want to be United?
Ryan Giggs must just chill.
Don't forget when that guy retired, bro.
He retired two seasons ago.
Your peers were busy getting UEFA coaching licenses.
Yeah,
UEFA
A
licenses. Yes, they retired. They were getting UEFA coaching licenses. You were busy banging your brother's sister.
But he was doing the training, though.
Now you want to come and just be United coach. For why?
He was never going to get the job.
He was never.
And the thing is, supposedly the board was in two camps. Either Van Gaal in, Giggs to replace Van Gaal, and then there was a Mourinho camp. And the two were very separated.
We should have actually not even spoken about Giggs here. We should have put him in the laundromat.
Why does
he's a sinkwa. He's a loser. He's not even a wolf.
He's not a loser. Relax.
He's a loser.
Relax.
Why is Giggs here? He's a loser.
He is the best, one of the greatest footballer players of all time.
Since 1991.
He's been tearing you up. Giggs will tear you apart.
Ryan Giggs is used.
I just want to see him coach at Everton, do something there.
Now, maybe I think he needs to go to the Championship. I think Championship,
you think so? Like
one
a
season,
Derby County,
I think
maybe.
Championship one season, but a good team in the Championship, right?
Look,
where he's going to have material.
You guys gave Ryan Giggs how many months? 3 months? 6 weeks towards the end of that season.
He won two games, drew one, lost one.
Guys, that was shocking.
The two games.
He
lost against Norwich. That's my only problem.
Yeah.
But besides that, he was given it's a poison chalice, bro. When you take over from Moyes, it was just a... Yeah,
guys,
it wasn't
let me just put
happen.
This on the record first. I was one of those guys that advocated for Moyes.
But we were all there at one point, man. We were all believers.
Just listening to Jose Mourinho's interview yesterday.
It gave me a boner, bro.
Putting it next to David Moyes. Dude, I was like,
do you know when the hairs on the back of your neck stand up?
I didn't get a bone. I got a semi.
Dude.
You got a semi.
Yeah,
semi.
I was like, is this for real? Is Jose the man who's going to deliver
I was excited.
The league?
I was excited.
Duncan, can you hear this?
I was just watching this video the whole time.
God,
can you hear this?
And you know what I love when he was like, this is the ultimate club. This is not the dream job.
It's not the dream job. It's a reality.
You're online. We're saying, what do you think about Theo's boner?
Well, I don't want to think about Theo's boner. Okay. Absolutely not.
But I'd rather not have you thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm glad you got excited. Thanks. By Jose Mourinho's comments.
The great one.
The great one. The greatest one.
He's here, and I cannot wait for the biggest derby on the planet. Jose Pep.
It's not that far away. It's not that far away. There's one preseason.
Zlatan.
And then another one, I think fourth game or something.
Yeah, I think we're playing in China. We're playing them in China.
Yeah, and then
something.
We're playing the like fourth game of the Premier League or something like that. Is it very early?
Is it in October or something? It's
very early. Very early.
I cannot wait. Zlatan versus Pep Guardiola. It is going to be dynamite.
Deep Kloof dudes.
There we go.
Right, and then I want to talk about this. I just want to move to local football for like 2 seconds.
Yes, please.
2 seconds.
The Paganea.
Shut up. Kaizer Chiefs bought 8 players.
They released 8. A shitload of players as well.
Yes, but
right?
they unveiled 8 players.
But that's what they do.
How do you buy in bulk like that? How are you going to go? How are they going to integrate? Haven't even played together.
Yeah, but those guys every year go to macro, dog. I'm telling you, they go to only macro, buy in bulk. Like they don't
swipe that macro card.
That's all.
Yo, but
5 kilograms of sugar.
What does that say about the quality and nature of our football, where we can make wholesale changes to? I mean, well,
one of the biggest clubs.
One of the biggest clubs in the country.
In Africa.
Yeah. In Africa,
yeah.
It's in fucking FIFA, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, FIFA, dog. Yeah. With that 2.5 stars.
Hey.
2.5 stars.
Attacking 16.
Oh, by the way, this is a challenge. We're going to have a FIFA challenge at some point in time. Theo Mojo, you need to tell us.
Yeah, we need to.
Theo Mojo, you need to tell us.
Before the new season comes along.
Theo Mojo, you need to tell us who won the Football Show Fantasy Football League of Swag.
I will let you.
But know FIFA, we've got a man who claims to be the best player of FIFA in South Africa.
The whole country.
Anele says whoever wants to challenge him on FIFA.
The whole country.
The whole country.
Chief, the whole country. Not a region. Not a legion.
Yeah. Not a legion.
Not a legion.
Not a legion.
The
but
whole
the whole country.
Country.
You know, Malawians put L's on R's, so not a whole legion.
The whole country.
The whole not a legion.
Yes.
That is no not, that is not xenophobic. Man. Because I'm a victim of xenophobia.
We're all victims of xenophobia.
I can't be xenophobic. Right? Anyway, so we've got a challenge here. Anza believes he's the best FIFA player in South Africa.
That's right.
FIFA 16, FIFA 15. He says he'll use anyone. He'll use you.
We can go to 99, Chief.
We can go to 99.
We'll go to FIFA 99, Chief.
And you'll use
with
the player.
Adriano with that 90 shot.
Dog.
He can shoot from anywhere on the pitch, bro.
My man, that Henry. That was the only time he used to play with Arsenal. That 07 Henry.
Yeah.
Fire.
Fire. Anyway, so let's move along swiftly. Paul Pogba was posing in a Juventus jersey, which might signal that he's not coming to United. But anyway, yeah. Kaizer Chiefs, you buy 8 players. What does that say about your football? What does it speak to a very... You can't have planned this last season, because you know with European clubs, and you know I'm cautious, and you know I don't want to always compare with European clubs, but there's scouting. You look at a player for 2 years, like Arsene Wenger revealed that they'd been looking at Granit Xhaka for 2 years.
Yeah,
you know, from when he was at FC Basel and whatever, and he comes to the Euros, he shines, boom, boom. You look at the player, you get him
quality. You go in there,
quality.
You, buy him.
You get in there, you go in there. Kaizer Chiefs, one time macro cut, swipe 8 players.
Who's the coach?
Steve Compeer.
I thought he got fired.
I think not. You know what? Great guy. Great guy, man. But I just think for a big club like that, he's just a loaf of cinqua.
He's just a cinqua. He's using.
I thought he was gonna get the sack, or was that?
Yeah,
just hopeful
thinking? They're giving him a second season.
So 8 wholesale changes. You come into a new season.
Yeah.
How long have they got to fucking prepare, bro? They've got the whole. They've got bloody what? A preseason. I don't even know. Where did they go for preseason? PE? Durban?
I don't know.
They go to Durban.
They go to Swaziland.
Kong.
They go to Kong.
Lesotho.
They go to Kong.
Lesotho for a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have to wrap up the news there. If there's anything we missed, we'll probably put it on the Twitter. Just check our Twitter feed at @footballshowcc. But we want to go into our favorite segment, The Laundromat. Yo. Let's start with some basketball news. Kevin Durant has just announced that he's going to the Golden State Warriors.
KD!
That is not fair.
Championship winning team, automatically.
It's like the Legends team on FIFA.
Yeah.
He's basically said...
Everyone is a 90 there.
Everyone is a 90. No. That's all I can say about that. No. But I mean, he's joining a team with the Splash Brothers.
Yeah.
On 2K16, what is he? What is he? Is he a 90?
He might even be 90. I'm
he might even be 90 on 2K16.
He's a 90 on
NBA 2K.
He's a 90 because I think Westbrook is also a 90, and I know he's not below Westbrook.
Yeah, exactly.
And Westbrook is a 90. Yeah. So it's like a 91 or a 90.
So he goes to join the Splash Brothers.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green. Harrison Singler. Barnes might be going. Where's Harrison Barnes going? I don't know. But this is so unfair. Is this like
the Galacticos?
Yes.
Was it a free transfer?
Because his free agency was up.
Yeah, his contract was up. Yeah.
54 million for 2 years is not a lot of money, though. I think he could have pushed the cap. Or alternatively, he could have gone to a team where, you know, they had a bigger cap.
Yeah.
He could have gone to the Lakers, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You know, he could have gone to the Lakers and, you know, started the Lakers team.
Turned into, yeah.
They've got Nick Young, bro. Just
oh, wow.
Swazzy P.
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P. Anyway, Euro 2016 art.
Hey, guys, earlier, though.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
God damn. How do you cheat on that?
That fire owner.
Guys.
That pog.
It's like a bus stop.
It's like a bus stop.
Yeah. Anyway, in the laundromat, this is why we love Cristiano Ronaldo. This is why Cristiano is a wolf. He's a god. He's the greatest to ever do it. Cristiano says, it hurts to see Lionel Messi in tears.
Yeah.
He was sympathetic towards the Argentinians' predicament. What a nice guy.
Look at this man, bro. He can't do anything wrong.
Cristiano can't. I mean, hey, bro, Chris. Look at that.
Chris.
6'1", nice hair, big neck, six pack.
Portuguese.
Okay, no, private jet.
Dude.
He bangs models. He's got a son whose mom we're not supposed to know.
We don't even know.
That is
probably a model as well.
Yeah.
Probably a model as well.
Oh man.
How do you spell winning, Cristiano?
CRI7.
That's how you spell winning. That's how you spell winning. And then
Chris Smalling. Have you got Chris Smalling in there?
Yeah.
Chris Smalling.
What?
Do you believe that story?
No, I don't believe.
I don't
for
believe
a minute.
No way.
So. It's food poisoning, but he's got a head injury.
Massive
that
cut on his head.
Is literally
it's
the size
gigantic.
Of his whole forehead.
I think he got into a fight.
He got into a bit of a razzle.
Yeah.
And
he was drunk.
Low.
And yeah. They tried to keep it on the low. And yeah. The PR. And now you can see it. All it's gone. It's off the news.
Yeah.
He's back. He's back in Manchester, supposedly.
Ed Woodward.
And
Young Woody.
We spoke about this earlier. Noel Gallagher sat down with Pep Guardiola. And apparently Pep Guardiola was just telling him about his love for Coldplay.
Lights will shine you home.
And another challenge, guys, karaoke.
So
that'd be
karaoke challenge and FIFA challenge.
That's right.
Give them your Twitter handle so that they can at you, fam.
Unfortunately.
Are you just on the gram, on the snap?
I'm just on Insta. Anele B. Lamini.
Okay, Anele B. Lamini. They'll find
the
you. Theo, who won our thingy?
We will keep everyone in suspense till this afternoon.
Okay, we'll tell
you
who won.
We will put it on Twitter.
The football show fantasy league of swag.
Can't access it right now. But
and then Chris Gunter is going to deliver a best man speech via Skype after Wales Euro 2016 run causes him to miss his brother's wedding. Ah, what a wolf. What a guy. What a nice guy. And Olivier Giroud is attractive, in case you didn't know. And then...
Zaza.
Yeah, no, Zaza.
Simone Zaza.
Simone Zaza. But that sounds like the name of a porn star.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
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 On some other porn sites. I almost dropped the porn site name, guys.
Yeah, no, Simone Zaza. Oh my god. It'll be like on ETV. Like only on E.
Only on E.
Like those.
What is that E? Butterscotch. That they used to have.
Emmanuel. Yeah.
Emmanuel Zaza.
Butterscotch.
Emmanuel Zaza.
Friday night. The man that missed a penalty. Now he's home.
SMS yeah.
Back
U3.
from the Euros.
SMS la U3. Uma ufuna. Emmanuel Zaza. Only on Emmanuel.
And Eid Mubarak, man. To everyone,
happy
to our Muslim followers,
my nigga Kev,
to your uncle Kev,
Sisei,
my nigga uncle Kev,
your great uncle Kev, happy Eid, and guys, thank you for listening. This has, of course, been the football show.
It's been fantastic.
Remember, all boobs matter.
That's right.
May the swag
be kind to strippers.
That's right.
And may the swag
always be with you.
We are using.
This is CliffCentral.com.